Welcome to the Daf and Practice series with Rabbi Avraham Schmidman. Today we are studying the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun. A question that's often asked is whether one may respond to a bracha recited through a microphone. If one hears a bracha recited through a microphone, may one respond amen? And furthermore, may one use a microphone to discharge the obligations of others with regards to mitzvos? Very often when discussing this subject, people point to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. There the Gemara, explaining the Mishnah, points out that although one who blows in a pit fulfills his obligation, those who are above the pit and who are hearing the echo of the sound of the shofar do not fulfill their obligation. It is important to point out that there are many different kinds of microphones, but some microphones do not produce an echo, which is a mixture of sounds. Rather, many microphones amplify sound. And so the question is if a microphone is merely amplifying the sound, would it be permissible to make use of such a device, and could one respond amen? Obviously, not discussing the situation that applies on Shabbos and Yontif, where there are issues of electricity, and using a microphone under those circumstances would almost certainly be not allowed. But Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Nirgus Moshe in Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Ches, as well as in Chelek Dalet, Simen Sadi Aleph, Os Dalet, in which he discusses microphones. And he writes that it seems that one could fulfill any mitzvah which one fulfills through speech by hearing it amplified by a microphone. He notes, though, that this kula would not apply to Kriya Shema or Birkas HaMazon. He argues that since the voice that is heard is a direct and immediate result of the speaker, it's probably considered to be like regular speech and not an echo. And even though the microphone converts the sound waves into an electrical signal, which is then used to produce amplified sound waves, the resulting sound waves should be considered no different than regular sound waves that are created as a person speaks. He does conclude with hesitation, since microphones are a new invention, and he feels they should not be introduced into Jewish practice as a matter of normative behavior. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal records that he had a conversation with the Chazon Ish, in which the Chazon Ish more or less said the same thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach himself felt that since the microphone converts the sound waves into an electrical signal, which then produce a new sound, one certainly cannot fulfill mitzvos through a microphone, since the sound one hears isn't the same as the original one. And many have agreed with the ruling of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. However, a very interesting tshuva on this topic is found in the Siach Yitzchak, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Samach Gimel, where the author has a brief tshuva to his brother. And he brings a proof from our Gemara, the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, where the Gemara points out that at the home of the Reish Galusa, they did not all bench together. And the Gemara wonders, why didn't they all bench together as one? So the Gemara says, because it was very noisy and it would be impossible to hear if one person was leading the benching for everyone. He points out that there are midrashim which suggest that they had technologies to amplify sound, and the fact that they did not make use of these technologies is an indication that one cannot use a microphone for the purpose of reciting a bracha, and that one should not respond amen to a bracha that one hears through a microphone. Ideally, it would seem that this is the best practice to choose. In the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he writes that although one should really not use a microphone, but if one understands the brachos that one's hearing in Chazaras HaShatz, then one could respond amen to the brachos that one hears through a microphone.